Nevin tells a sicha here about the Beis HaMedrash. As much as we're in Avelus over the Churban Abayis, and we want the Beis HaMikdash back, but really, even more than the Beis HaMikdash, is Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. See, we want the Beis HaMikdash back. And so Nevin Tzal explained, because we want to have the full Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, the Ruchnis of Eretz Yisrael, because that will bring us to let us have Avodas Hashem and Yiras Shemayim and Limud Torah. The Nevin Tzal says, we have to understand that Talmud Torah, Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, is even more important to us than the Beis HaMikdash. And if we want the Beis HaMikdash back, it's in order that it will help us serve Hashem better and learn Torah even better. But Nevin Tzal writes, you know, that the Beis Medrash, that's our 500 amos by 500 amos. That's the size of the Azorah. The size of Har Habayis. This is the Ruchnius Amiti Sheyesh Lanu. That's our Midbar. We have to understand the value of a Beis Medrash. Rav Nevin Tzal quotes from the Gemara in Makos, that the Gemara in Makos says that one day of Limud Torah is worth more than 1,000 olos. That's going to in the Beis HaMikdash. 1,000 olos is a lot of ruchnius. But Limud Torah, Hashem is saying to David, David, one day of your Limud Torah is worth more than 1,000 olos that Shlomo is going to offer in the future. We know the famous pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes. The pasuk says, David says, "Tovi Torah Spicha Me'alfei Zahav V'Chesef." Torah is greater than thousands of gold coins and silver, gold and silver coins. You notice I said he had a kasha on this pasuk. What's the kasha? That pashut pshat, David was already king when he said this parak of Tehillim. He wasn't saying this when he was running away from Shaul or some other time. He was already king. Now wait a second. It's usher for the king to be marbe kesef izav. There's an isser. A king's not allowed to have too many wives. He's not allowed to have too many horses. He's not allowed to have too much money. So kesef izav, more kesef izav, isn't worth anything to the king. It's like saying Torah is greater to me than chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is worthless. So what a strange passage that David says, "Tovi Torah Spicha from all the money and from all the money and gold and silver in the world." But he's not going to have more than gold and silver. It's an interesting kasha. But Nevin Tzal writes, he thinks, Tov li taras picha refers to me'alfei zav v'chesef, refers to the kesef izav that David says he's preparing for the Beis HaMikdash. David kol yamav tzover kesef izav v'kras b'niyas Beis HaMikdash. David was gathering money his whole life to prepare for the binyan HaBeis HaMikdash. David says it in Divrei Yamim Aleph Perek Kaf Ches, the pasuk writes, "Ba'ani hachinosi lebeis elokei zav kikarim." I prepared a lot of gold for the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, so David said like this. So therefore, David was not gathering gold and silver for himself. He was putting it away for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what he meant. That learning Torah is even greater than the kesef and the zav of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara in Makos. That 1 hour, 1 day of Limud Torah is worth more than 1,000 karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. We have to appreciate the value of the Beis Medrash and the value of Limud Torah. It's even more important than the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nevin Tzal goes on. He quotes here, the halacha, she'ein mevatrim tinokos, shall Beis Rabban afil l'binyan Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to building the Beis HaMikdash, you're not mevatel. The boys are learning in yeshiva, even for binyan Beis HaMikdash. Oh, so Rav Nevin Tzal concludes. B'shavuos eila tzrichim lehis aval churban hamikdash, aval tzrichim ledash ha'ikar zeh ha'Torah. B'schus ha'Torah im nasuk b'Torah nigdal b'Torah. Or then b'yezushem niske gam u'binyan hamikdash, etc. But the ikur is Talmud Torah. Now it's true. Once it's the base of mikdash, we'll have a base in Haggadah and a Sanhedrin and we'll have Kimitzion Teitzei Sora from Belushkas Hagazis. But until then, we have Torah. Any Torah learning anywhere, that is the best replacement for the Beis HaMikdash. Oh. The truth is, by the way, if you just read, you know, take Chazal and Chumash and Rashi in a straightforward way, it comes out that Bittul Torah was a direct cause of Churban HaBayis. Rashi, the famous Rashi at the beginning of Bichukosai, in Bichukosai Telechu, refers to Amelus B'Torah. Oh. And the Ramban says that Bichukosai, the Kol, refers to Churban HaBayis Rishon, and Kisav refers to Churban HaBayis Sheni. So it comes out that the lack of Amelus B'Torah, which is described in Bichukosai, led up to Churban HaBayis. So this is pointed out by the Rav Moshe Rav Malinowitz, that if you just take Chumash and Rashi, you have to understand that the Golos was caused by lack of Amelus B'Torah. So if you want to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have more Amelus B'Torah. And Rav Malinowitz continued, this is a whole Yisod, there are many Makaros that indicate that Bayis Sheni wasn't the full Geula, which means that even now we're sort of still in the midst of Churban Bayis Rishon. That's a whole discussion. So it comes out that right now, Bizman Hazeh, if you want to undo the galus and get back to the Beis HaMikdash, one major thing to focus on is Amelus B'Torah. During the summer, you have to make plans of how you're going to keep your learning going. One good plan is to come back Shana Bet. This is called postgraduate brainwashing. However, come back. If you're not going to come back, you have to have a plan of where you're going to be learning in the States in the summer, and how you're going to learn well in yeshiva next year. More learning, more tshuva, make a plan for next year. It's all connected. You have to use the zman of avelus, of the 3 weeks, to also focus on the chashivas of Lima Torah. We'll have this more later. Elsewhere on the CD, I discuss the connection of Lima Torah and the Churban HaBayis and Churban Eretz Yisrael. Elsewhere on the CD. So that's one of the themes of the 3 weeks, to focus on the chashivas of Talmud Torah as well. Beautiful Yisod from Rav Nevinson.